Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Vachim, Daf Samach Hey, the sixth pair of Kadosh Kadashim. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, a Braisa darshans numerous laws of Osa Of, including that one may bring a single bird as an Ola, and that the Malika must be performed by a Kohen, in contrast to Shechita of the animal Karbanas. Now one might think that Malika must be performed with a knife based on a Kal Vachomer, that if Shechita, which does not require a Kohen, yet requires a Kli, an instrument for Shechting, then Malika, which requires a Kohen, certainly should require a knife. Therefore the Pasuk says, Kohen Umalek. And Rabbi Akiva explains, V'kisala daitecha shazar karav gabi mizbeach? Would it enter your mind that a zar would approach the mizbeach? Since a zar is not permitted on the mizbeach, where malika is performed, why did the Torah need to write ha-kohen? This teaches, shetei malika ba'atzmo shel kohen, that the malika should be with the body of the kohen, meaning his fingernail. Point number two, in a braisa, hekesh between haktara and mitzui of Olas Ha'of teaches that just as the haktara is at the top of the mizbeach, the mitzui also must take place at the top of the mizbeach. It then states that the malika is performed on the sovev and the mitzui is done against the mizbeach wall. The Tanakhama says, im asu mat miragu v'afila amma, if he squeezes out the blood, even a full amma, below his feet, under the sovev, it's still valid since it's still the upper half of the mizbeach. Rabbi Nechemiah and Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov say, Ko atzma einasis el b'roshi mizbeach. It itself is only done at the top of the mizbeach, near the place of the haktara, which was on the top of the mizbeach. Abai and Rav explained that Tanaim argue if osim aracha al gabi sovev, one may make a pyre on top of the surrounding ledge. The Tanakhama holds one may make a maracha and do haktara on the sovev. Therefore, malika, even below the sovev, is still near a place of haktara. The other Tanaim disagree and hold Haktar may only be on top of the Mizbeach, so the Malika must be near the very top. And point number three, the Mishnah, which invalidates a Chatas Ha'of if its head was separated from its body, disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon, who said, Shemati Shemavdilim b'Chatas Ha'of, I heard that one can separate the head from the body without invalidating the carbon. Four explanations of this Machlokas are presented, which hinge on whether being Mavdil al-Chatas Ha'of is considered performing the procedure of an Olas Ha'of. This invalidates the Chatas as taught on the next daf. Number one, they argue if Mitzui b'Chatas Ha'of is Ma'akev. If he can omit Mitzui, he avoids doing the full Ola procedure. Number two, they argue if Shehiya b'Simen Sheni, delaying cutting the second pipe of an Ola, invalidates it. If so, then the necessary delay during Malika of Chatas Ha'of, since he must cut robasa, most of the flesh around the neck, is a deviation from the procedure of an Olas Ha'of. Number three, they argue if cutting robasa is ma'akev for a Chatas Ha'of. If so, then there will be necessarily a shehiya before the second simon, differentiating it from an Olas Ha'of. And number four, Rabbi Yirmiyah reported that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon permits being mavdil a Chatas Ha'of. The pasuk which says o yavdil just means he does not need to separate the head, but he can. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa darshans numerous laws of Olas Ha'of, including that one may bring a single bird as an ola, and that the malika must be performed by a kohen, in contrast to shechita of animal karbanos. Now one might think that malika must be performed with a knife based on a Kal Vachomer, that if shechita, which does not require a kohen, yet requires a kli, an instrument for shechting, then malika, which requires a kohen, certainly should require a knife. Therefore the pasuk says, kohen umalek. And Rabbi Akiva explains, V'kisala daitecha shazar karav gabi mizbeach? Would it enter your mind that a zar would approach the mizbeach? Since a zar is not permitted on the mizbeach, where malika is performed, why did the Torah need to write ha-kohen? This teaches, shetei malika ba'atzmo shel kohen, that the malika should be with the body of the kohen, meaning his fingernail. Point number two, in a braisa, hekesh between haktara and mitzui of Olas Ha'of teaches that just as the haktar is at the top of the mizbeach, the mitzui also must take place at the top of the mizbeach. It then states that the malika is performed on the sovev, and the mitzui is done against the mizbeach wall. The Tanakhama says, im asu mat miragu v'afila amma, if he squeezes out the blood, even a full amma, below his feet, under the sovev, it's still valid, since it's still the upper half of the mizbeach. Rabbi Nechemiah and Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov say, Ko atzma einasis el b'roshi mizbeach. It itself is only done at the top of the mizbeach, near the place of the haktara, which was on the top of the mizbeach. Abai and Rav explained that Tanaim argue if osim aracha al gabi sovev, one may make a pyre on top of the surrounding ledge. The Tanakhama holds one may make a maracha and do haktara on the sovev. Therefore, malika, even below the sovev, is still near a place of haktara. The other Tanaim disagree and hold haktara may only be on top of the mizbeach, so the malika must be near the very top. And point number three, the Mishnah, which invalidates a chatas ha'of if its head was separated from its body, disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon, who said, Shemati shemavdilim b'chatas ha'of, I heard that one can separate the head from the body without invalidating the carbon. Four explanations of this machlokas are presented, which hinge on whether being mavdil chatas ha'of is considered performing the procedure of an olas ha'of. This invalidates the chatas as taught on the next daf. Number one, they argue if mitzui b'chatas ha'of is ma'akev, if he can omit mitzui, he avoids doing the full ola procedure. Number two, they argue if shehiyah b'simen sheni, delaying cutting the second pipe of an ola, invalidates it. If so, then the necessary delay during malika of chatas ha'of, since he must cut robas or most of the flesh around the neck, is a deviation from the procedure of an olas ha'of. Number three, they argue if cutting rov basar is ma'akev for a chatas ha'of. If so, then there will be necessarily a shehiyah before the second simen, differentiating it from an olas ha'of. And number four, Rabbi Yirmiyah reported that Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon permits being mavdil a chatas ha'of. The pasuk which says o yavdil just means he does not need to separate the head, but he can. Alright, so now we go to Simon Dav Samach Hei, and this Simon was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samach Hei is a seh, it's sheep. Sheep, so here goes. The Kachim sheep, wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen doing mitzvah of the Olas Ha'of on the Mizbeach under the Sovev, were terrified when they saw a Kohen completely separate the head of a Chatas Ha'of, and a fight broke out if it became possible. So once again, in slow motion, the Kachim sheep, that must be on Daf Samach Hei, Seh. The Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, which reminds us we learned that Malika must be performed by Atzmo Shel Kohen with his fingernail, not a knife. The pasuk says, Kohen Umalak, and Rabbi Akiva explains, V'kisala Daitcha Shazar Karav Gabi Mizbeach, would it enter your mind that a Zar would approach the Mizbeach? Since the Zar is not permitted on the Mizbeach, where Malika is performed, why did the Torah need to write HaKohen? This teaches Shetehe Malika Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen, that the Malika should be with the body of the Kohen, meaning his fingernail. So the Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen doing mitzvi of the Olas Ha'of on the Mizbeach under the Sovev, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas that mitzvi of a Chatas Ha'of may be anywhere on the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Tanakhama says, if you squeeze out the blood, even a full amma below his feet, under the Sovev, it's still valid, since it's still the upper half of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Nechemi and Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov say, Ko'atzmo ein nases el b'roshi Mizbeach. It itself is only done on the top of the Mizbeach, near the place of Akhtara, which is on the top of the Mizbeach. Abai and Rav explain that Tanaim argue if Osmaracha al Gabi Sovev, one may make a pyre on top of the surrounding ledge. So the Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen doing mitzvi of the Olas Ha'of on the Mizbeach under the Sovev, were terrified when they saw a Kohen completely separate the head of a Chatas Ha'of, and a fight broke out if it became possible. Which reminds the Gemara brings Malchokas that being Mavdil a Chatas Ha'of invalidates it. Four explanations of this Malchokas are presented. So once again, the Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen doing mitzvi of the Olas Ha'of on the Mizbeach under the Sovev, were terrified when they saw a Kohen completely separate the head of a Chatas Ha'of, and a fight broke out if it became possible. All right, so now it's time for four Brabach Hazara. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The work with the chainsaw. Saw? That must be on Daf Samachov. The worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that Kachim could be eaten after the Mishkan was dismantled. So the worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, which reminds us the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made of stones, and Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. So the worker with the chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say, they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, and had his friend use his saw to cut wood for measurements for the newly expanded Mizbeach for Bayis Sheni. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states that when Bayis Sheni was built, four amos were added on the south and west sides. Rav Yosef explains, Mishum de Lasampe, because it was otherwise not enough for all the Karbanos. Abai asks if the original Mizbeach was sufficient during Bayis Rishon, when the population was far greater, why didn't it suffice during Bayis Sheni? Rav Yosef answered there during Bais Rishon, a heavenly fire ate of them, but did not in Bais Sheni. Bar Kapar explained differently. Shisin Hosifu, they added to the Mizbech to incorporate the Shisin, the two holes in the ground into which Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim were poured. Daf Samach Beis, so the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine ride, submarine? That must be more Daf Samach Beis. The submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bais Sheni, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, although it's understandable how the Anshei Knesset HaGadoah determined the location for Bais Sheni, because the original foundations were still visible, but how do they know the exact location for the Mizbeach? Four answers are given, the second one being, Efro Shel Yitzhak Ro Shemunuch Bo'os HaMakom, they saw the ashes of Yitzhak lying in that place. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bais Sheni, and then a ride up on the ramp on the south side of a Mizbeach, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Kevish Hayel Adromish Mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. Rav Huna explains that the Pasuk says the Shecht on the Yerach, the side, literally the thigh, of the Mizbeach to the north. Since its feet are described as being to the north, its face, meaning its ramp entrance, must be to the south. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach, a Bais Sheni, and then a ride up the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which stops right before the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosef ben Lakunya asked Rabbi Yossi if it was true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Avi Yesh ben Kevesh l'Mizbeach, there was a gap of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi responded, do you not say so? A hekesh between habasar vahadam, the meat and the blood of olos, teaches madam bezrika of basar bezrika. Just as blood is put on the Mizbeach by throwing, so to the meat, meaning the evarim, is put on the Mizbeach by throwing it. This indicates that there was a gap between the kevesh and the Mizbeach, necessitating throwing the evarim. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway. Segway? That must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Hegel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Menachos hayinik matzos b'kol makom ba'azara. Menachos had their Kamitza performed anywhere in the Azara and are eaten within the Azara's curtains by male Kohanim, prepared anyway for a day and night until midnight. In the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says the kamitza performed in the Heichel itself is valid. Before we find a similar precedent in the removal of the spoons of Lavona of the Lachem Apanim. The Lavona of the Lachem Apanim, which was burned on the Mizbeach, functioned as their komets, and its removal parallels an ordinary Minchas kamitza. Since it took place in the Heichel, from the Shulchan, any kamitza of a Mincha is likewise valid in the Heichel. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Hegel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, which reminds the Gemara discussion shechting a Shlamim in the Hegel and eating in the Hegel. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Hegel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, watched his friend who was exiting bump right into a Kohen doing Hazav v'Chatazav on the southwest corner, which reminds us, a hekesh between a mincha and a chatas teaches that just as a mincha is brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, the hazah of a chatas ha'ov is also performed at this corner. Daf Samach Dawit, so the Simmer Daf Samach Dawit is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be around Daf Samach Dawit. The secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an olos ha'of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, which reminds the Gemara teaches that normally an olos ha'of is brought on the east side because it's close to the base of Deshen, the place of the ashes, which is where the Kohen must throw the crop and its feathers of the olos ha'of. Rabbi Yochanan observed, Bo re kama gadol kochen shel kohanim. Come and see how great the strength of the kohanim is. She'en ol chakom be'ofas yosim amur avanotza. But there's nothing lighter in birds than their crop and feathers. Yet there were times when the kohen would throw them more than 30 amos. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an olos ha'of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen spied on the avodas of a chatas ha'of, which reminds us, the next mission details the avoda of a chatas ha'of. He performed malika on the back of its neck, ve'eno mavdil, and he would not separate the head from the body and would sprinkle some of its blood on the wall at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The remainder of the blood is squeezed out onto the yasod, ve'eno mizbeach el dama, and the Mizbeach only receives its blood kavad, meaning no part of it is burned on the mizbeach, but kulo kohanim, and its entire body is for the kohanim to be eaten. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful cone threw the crop and feathers of an olas ha'of over 30 amos towards the beis hadeshen, spied on the avodas of a chatas ha'of, an olas ha'of, and discovered that with a chatas ha'of, the bird's head is not separated, but by an olas ha'of, it is. Which reminds us, the next mission details the avoda of olas ha'of. The cone ascends the kevesh and turns to the southeast corner, where he performs malik on the back of the neck, umavdil, and he separates the head from the body, in contrast to chatas ha'of. He squeezed the body's blood on the mizbeach wall, and then squeezed its head against the mizbeach. The Mishnah then details the process of burning the bird's head and body on the mizbeach. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn about the avoda of olas ha'of, and when malika is done, the head is separated from the body? That's on daf. Samach Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that if the mizbeach was nifkam, it became damaged, all karbonos which were shechted there are disqualified? That's on daf. Nun tes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do machokas of being mavdil achatas ha'of invalidates it? That's on daf. Samachay. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn why the Mizbeach of Bayis Sheni was made larger? That's on daf. Samachalov. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Rehuda says that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning karbonos here because the Mizbeach he had built was too small for so many karbonos? That's on daf. Nuntes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a machokas if mitzvah of a chatas ha'of may be anywhere on the upper half of the mizbeach? That's on daf. Samachay. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Maaseh Sheni is not eaten in Yerushalayim nowadays? That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss shechting a shlamim in the heichal and eating it in the heichal? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Malika must be performed ba'atzmo shel kohen with the body of a kohen, meaning his fingernail? That's on daf. Samachay. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn a hazah of a chatas ha'of is done at the mizbeach's southwest corner, like hagasha of a mincha? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.